Next up, we've got Celestial Drift with In a Quiet Room.
You used to look up at the planes, and you would tell me all their names, though to me they looked all the same. But now I sing to you like you sang to me in a quiet room.
And when I heard this song in the listening party, what struck me immediately was the quality of the vocals, not so much how they were sung in terms of the pitches and the melodies, but more like I had no difficulty believing what the narrator was feeling and trying to communicate. I felt like they had sort of an honest and heartfelt emotional content to them, and I got a kind of wistful and sad sympathy with the narrator out of it. And so I do like songs that allow me to feel something, and it means that judging is less of an intellectual exercise where I'm trying to figure out more about why I like the song or why I don't like the song. When I feel something, when I can get some sort of sympathy with the narrator or kind of understand the emotion they're trying to convey, it's a lot easier for me to say why I like or don't like the song. I feel like there's a feeling of loss in this song, and I can't really get it from the lyrics, but I feel like there's something there. You know, the music might seem a little bit simple in this song, but I think it's effective and it does the job. There's a glockenspiel going on here that keeps things sort of light and airy, and I think it comes in the second verse. This song, I believe, is also in, like, waltz time, which I think is kind of reminiscent of a relaxed sort of back and forth gentle rocking sound. I'm not sure why waltz time makes me feel that, but I noticed that there were a number of waltzes in this round, and I think that has something to do with the sort of swaying sound that it has. I also like some of the little details in this song, like at the very end, as the song's final notes are, you know, ringing out, you can hear the sound of the key cover on the piano sort of gently being shut at the last minutes of the song, and those kinds of things I really like. So I like this song quite a bit, and it is one of my favorites from the top four.
I love this song. This is a really, really strong song, and its strength is its simplicity, because this is a song with one idea in it, and everything is in service of that idea. And that idea is, once I depended on my parent, and now my parent depends on me. And I know there are very few actual truly universal human experiences, but this comes pretty close to it. Now, I know that some people don't live long enough to see their parents grow up, or their parents die young, or they never had parents they could depend on anyway. But the fact that we have not conquered the biological process of aging means that watching your parent grow old and no longer be the person they were is the best case scenario that still sucks. Like, it is just an aspect of human experience that we have to go through, and it sucks. And this song deals with that in such an effective way, because it's all about the contrast. And I'm really impressed with how he did this, because the verses all set up this dynamic where the narrator is, like I said, dependent on the parent. So the parent is driving the car, right? The parent is taking them where they go. The parent is teaching them about the planes and the sky. The parent is the one with the knowledge. The parent is frying up the fish that they made. The parent is literally feeding. So in all of these verses, they're setting up where the parent is the authority, is the provider, is the teacher. And then the chorus is just, but now I sing to you like you sang to me. And the chorus just offers this one reversal, just one thing, but with that word but. And so what you do is then you look back at those verses and you can imagine all of those things being reversed. Maybe now I have to drive my parent to their doctor's appointments or whatever. Maybe now my parent doesn't remember people's names. Maybe they don't remember where they are. Maybe I have to be the teacher or the reminder. Maybe my parent is too weak to feed themselves. Maybe now I'm providing their literal sustenance. So it's just perfectly encapsulated, that reversal in that one line, and that in a quiet room. So you can probably imagine that when they were a child, that quiet room was their bedroom, you know, with their crib or their rocking chair or whatever. And now maybe the quiet room is a hospital room or a nursing home room, or maybe, you know, maybe the parent is living with the child now. Whatever it is, he does such a good job of making this contrast as simply as possible. You know, there's the adage, things should be as simple as possible, but no simpler, right? And I think that he pulls it off. And the music supports it as well. The music is dead simple. Chumpy, you mentioned the 3-4, sort of that rocking feeling. I've also noticed a number of songs in this round use a kind of chord progression that's just from 1 to 4, kind of back and forth. And I think this one is in the key of F. And so it's just F to B flat, F, B flat. And I think that is really appropriate to this rocking feel because it provides motion, but it's not a really strong sense of going somewhere else. It's just a gentle movement there and back. So the harmony and that rhythm supports the lullaby aspect, certainly. But also, if you compare the verses and the choruses, the melodies are very similar. But while the verse goes from F to B flat, which is 1 to 4, the chorus goes from D minor to B flat, which is 6 to 4, so the relative minor. So it's a little bit, even though it's the same melody, it's a little darker, it's different. And then where the verse goes G minor, C, F, so it goes 2, 4, 1. Instead of the 2, the G minor, we have this flat 6 chord with a D flat in the melody. So instead of a D natural in the melody, it's a D flat. So he's just so gently altered the harmony and the melody in a way that's a little darker, in a way that's a little sadder, in a way that's a little more wistful. And it perfectly matches with the fact that it's a mirror. It's a mirror of the relationship. The parent-child relationship is altered in a sadder and darker way in the chorus. It's just really brilliant. It does exactly what it's trying to do in a way that is very emotionally effective because, like I said, this is a near universal human experience that if you haven't gone through it yet, you're going to.
Yeah, I completely agree. Micah said everything very, very well and very thoroughly. I found it to be it's a nice song. It's super duper sad. I like the reversal too. I think the idea of singing a lullaby is a stand-in for all of those other things that Micah was mentioning, the potentially, you know, having to drive or feed, you know, an aging parent. It's kind of a bit of a bummer that way, but the song itself is beautiful and perfectly functional as a lullaby. You think about the lullaby as a stand-in for these other things, though, and it's sort of, you know, the lullaby is not, you know, one of the key things that you're going to be doing for this supposed parent, you know. So it's sort of a nice stand-in for, it's good to have that lack of detail in there. I think it's artistically kind of nice, the sort of detail that Micah was missing out on with the Panna Cotta Army song. I like that it's more vague here. It's not vague. I mean, it's like specifically, you know, performing this lullaby for this person. But when we think of that, we think, well, it means something else. It means that this person needs this sort of attention where they hadn't before, when they were providing it before, as Micah was mentioning. But as for the nuts and bolts, I like when he ends on the low F note at the end of the first two choruses. And I prefer that over when he ends on the middle F notes at the final chorus. That's just a personal preference, though. It's not like a criticism or anything. I think the song's really well done. Like Panna Cotta Army, I think it sounds a little repetitive and without much in the way of variation or dynamics, though, again, like Panna Cotta Army, like I mentioned there, you probably don't want a lot of dynamics if you're trying to get somebody to fall asleep. So, yeah, just a nice, lovely song. It's kind of sad.